Till Ray Chapman, that stopped me for the Yankees, and that's been a many a day.
Yeah.
He hit him with that beanball.
Did y'all have a radio here where you could keep up with the games?
Yeah, we got a radio. Well, pretty quick. Real funny. I got that radio, and it was just before the Depression was getting pretty well started, and hooked it up, and I think brother had one here or two. And anyhow, I set it up over yonder in that corner, and wired it up, bought the wire in, and when turned it on, started rolling and stuff. And the first thing it come in over it was, "Here comes the pitch." It was a World Series game. That's what I was working to get started. It was when
what year was it?
Well, it was when St. Louis, the Gas House Gang. "Here comes the pitch."
And old Diz?
Old Diz. And
34?
I reckon so.
Yeah.
34.
And they were playing, I believe, maybe it was the Pirates. Was Honus Wagner playing?
No, Honus Wagner was way earlier than that. I don't think he played any after.
Who I'm thinking of? Tris Speaker?
Tris was, he probably was out too by that time. Tris was, he's around a good long time. I guess Cobb maybe still played then.
No, Cobb was gone. Cobb was from Georgia.
Well, in that case, there wasn't any of the ones that left then. I didn't much think he was, but I thought maybe he was. No, I think Cobb played, well, Honus Wagner, he played around, I think he was in his prime around maybe 1910, or maybe he and Cobb played against each other, I know.
Yes, sir. Were there people here that you could play games with, or your brothers?
They played a little, we played, you know, games at school. I never was no baseball player. I didn't, was no good at that. But they play, always had a few little players here, you know. That's in this parish. They had, out around Vidalia and so on, they usually had some pretty good players. Some up around Monterey played good. There was one man lived up around Monterey. He could have probably played just about anywhere. He could flat tee off on a ball, and he was a right size for it. About when he was trimmed down, 180 pounds, six or maybe that much anyhow, 6 feet or maybe a little better and strong. He can fairly. Wasn't anything to him to get two or three home runs, and he batted against some pretty good pitchers. There were several pretty good players that was around up around there, and they used to have some down here. The mouth of the river was
Acme.
Good. Acme was good ball players.
Now Acme was right down there, and was there a road out of Acme to get anywhere?
Yes. And the only road was back up this way unless they crossed the river. I went up the river a little piece. They had to come this way, but they relied on the boats, you see.
Well, did y'all have a little boat you'd use around on the water, on the bayou?
Oh, we had all kinds of boats, two or three different motor boats. And there's an old motor down there. Around Clyde's now that we pull the stuff with when I had a boat. And then my other brother, one that's deceased, he was a kind of a boat man, and he